USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Earlier today, we heard from President Trump on the decision.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world. I've spoken to General Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and our military, which is by far the most powerful anywhere in the world, that has been greatly enhanced recently, as you all know, is ready if necessary.
Today, the president also presented the Medal of Honor to retired Navy SEAL Master Chief Britt Slavinsky.
We love our Navy SEALs. They're very special, very incredible people. It's now my tremendous privilege to present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Federal transportation regulators have issued a first-of-its-kind recommendation on school bus safety, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The National Transportation Safety Board making a recommendation for the first time ever that lap and shoulder seat belts be required on all new school buses in America. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
It's such a crackdown. Is long overdue.
Sumwalt was speaking to NBC News. He says the agency's new position follows an investigation that was prompted by two deadly school bus crashes in 2016. The agency now recommending the 42 states that don't require lap and shoulder belts on large school buses add that requirement.
An Oregon high school student is suing his school, saying it violated his First Amendment rights when they suspended him for wearing a President Trump shirt. The student wore the shirt because he knew they were going to be talking about politics and immigration during his People and Politics class that day. The shirt did say Donald J. Trump Construction Company. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump canceled his planned summit with North Korea today. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was also testifying today before Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez had some concerns going into this meeting.
The art of diplomacy is a lot harder than the art of the deal. The reality is that it's pretty amazing that the administration might be shocked that North Korea is acting as North Korea might very well normally act. And while we applaud the robust diplomatic efforts to try to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, many of us were deeply concerned that the lack of deep preparation that is necessary before such a summit is even agreed to was not taking place.
Now take a listen to Secretary of State Pompeo's response.
We have endeavored to do what Chairman Kim and I had agreed, was to put teams, preparation teams, together to begin to work to prepare for the summit. And we had received no response to our inquiries from them. So we, in addition to what the president laid out in his letter, it is also the case that the, I disagree with what you said in your opening statement. I think the American team's fully prepared. I think we're rocking. I think we're ready. I think we're prepared for this meeting. I think President Trump's prepared for this meeting. We were fully engaged over the past weeks to prepare for this meeting. So I disagree with your assessment that the Americans are not ready.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.